5 already. All right. There's an intro. Right. I did find an intro, kind of. Right. I found some music online that I didn't steal it. I bought it, actually. And then I'm going to stitch them together.
That's surprising.
Play. I know, right? Well, it was like, it's at a free, like, website thing. In the description, the guy was like, if you're going to use this, donate at least $1. Pretty please. I was like, all right, fine.
So you bought the samples for $1?
No, I bought them for 10. I gave him an extra little bit,
A little bit of
genius. Yeah, man.
Anyway.
It kind of sounds like the Kill Tony intro. I fuck with it.
It's pretty sick. Anyways, so I do have a prompt here that I'm going to read. I did not make this prompt, but let's go for it.
Welcome to 1 out of 5, the podcast where we scroll through the wild and wacky world of online reviews to find the funniest, strangest, and most outrageous ones out there. From products to movies to restaurants to random oddities, we're here to laugh at the reviews that make you wonder, what were they thinking? Plus, each episode, we spice things up with mini-games where our hosts go head-to-head competing for the title of the best or worst reviewer. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some laughs as we read, react, and occasionally roast the internet's finest reviews. This is 1 out of 5, where the reviews are funny and the competition is fierce.
How do you like that?
I like it. I fuck
yeah.
With that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? That's mostly true. We are 1 out of 5. We've started, by the way. I don't know if you guys realize this. I've already started recording.
Shit, hello.
Yeah. So that is, for the most part, true. We do have things review-based that we're doing. We're not really making a whole lot of reviews ourselves as much as just looking at reviews and finding ones that amuse us. And today is no exception. Oh, sorry. My name's Sloth. Hi. That's what I'm known as. Sloth. S-L-O-T-H. The animal. That thing. Yeah. Introduce yourselves. These are my co-hosts. Any day now, one of y'all.
I'll go first. I go by Shock, as he said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else I can say about myself.
All right, that's all for the important hosts. All right.
I am Jay.
Yeah, we can see the last one. He's not that important.
Blue Vulcan, Baby Jack, go by many names. Here, joined with my friends today. We're ready to fucking rock and roll, so I hope you guys are strapped in.
Yes, sir. I've got a ton of topics. I'm eating corn dogs, by the way, Jay. I didn't tell you that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's a very professional thing to do. So I've got actually a ton of different categories and games and things to talk about on my phone. And I picked one that I hope is not going to be too bland. While we were waiting for you, Jay, for this last fucking hour and a half.
Did the people get a backstory, or did they just think you guys are waiting for me?
No, they don't get it.
That's
no.
Pretty much what happened.
That's what happened.
We did pretty much wait for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
All right, continue. Fuck that. Right.
So, I've got a game for us to play. Shock is already privy to the rules, so I'm going to go ahead and explain it. Basically, this game is titled, hold on, I had a title for it, it's called, 1 second, Star Guessers Video Game Edition. I'm going to say a review, and you guys have to guess the type of game, and whether it's positive or negative. These are going to be Steam reviews. And you get points. You get points for guessing correctly the game, and you get points for correctly guessing if it's positive or negative. So, first, let me just give you an example. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll like say a review like, oh, this game has too many fish in it. And it's for the walking fish too, right? If Shock if Shock correctly guesses that game, then he gets a point. And now if he then is able to, for a bonus, if he's able to guess whether it's positive or negative, he gets the bonus point. If he guesses wrong, it will go to you, Jay, and then you can guess. Okay. And if you get it right, you get the point, and then you can do the bonus point as well. If you both guess wrong, I'm going to give hints. It'll go back to Shock, and then I'll give a second review. The thing is, if he does get it right, he then has to guess for the bonus points. He does have to guess if the first and the second review are both positive or negative. They can change. That all makes sense?
Yes.
Shocked, is that, or yes, those are the rules that we'd agreed on? Because I know we were talking about it earlier and we were changing stuff, and I can't remember if that was exactly it.
Yeah, that sounded about right.
Okay, cool. All right. So, do we want to go ahead and get started, or do you guys want to talk about yourselves a little bit? Like, how was your day?
I'm strapped in and ready to go.
Are you strapped in ready to fucking go, Jay? I guess you don't get a choice.
Yep. I don't mind. Let's get into it.
That's fair. You know what? Shock is actually kind of on a time limit, so we're gonna go ahead and start. All right. So who wants to go first? Show of hands. Jay, you in the back.
Shock, man.
Oh man, my hands was.
No, no. So his went up like a little bit first. All right.
That's been your small baby hands.
Okay, buddy.
Well, at first,
and fail.
At first, I did have these kind of organized by easiest to get to most difficult, but at a certain point, it just kind of gets mixed because I was just looking at random. So at first, they're going to be kind of easy, and then they're going to kind of get skewed. So,
okay.
A 14-year-old game released 17 times between 10 different platforms, but still looks and plays like garbage while being filled with bugs and have been easily identifiable since its first release for $40? Crazy. So, Jay, what game is that?
That's fucking Fortnite, if I've ever heard it.
That is incorrect! Shock.
That's bullshit.
Can I hear the review again?
A 14-year-old game released 17 times between 10 platforms, but still looks and plays like garbage while being filled with bugs that have easily been identified since the first release for $40. Crazy. This was supposed to be easy, guys. This was like the easiest one I could find. Yeah. I did say earlier that these were Steam reviews. So Fortnite's not going to be on Steam.
Is it GTA?
Oh, okay. That was so close. Okay, I didn't realize I had to pull up Steam so soon to give you guys a hint. Hold on.
Fuck. That right?
Is it Moonbreakers?
It's not. It is not Moonbreakers.
Okay. I figured. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So this one will be one of the greatest fantasy RP. Wait, who's next? Who's first? Who went first?
Should be
Jay. Okay, Jay.
Yeah.
One of the greatest fantasy RPG adventure games, which captured the hearts of an entire generation of video game players.
Is it Oblivion?
Wrong. Shock.
I was going to say Skyrim, but I don't feel like it's been out for that long, has it? Wait. Maybe Elder Scrolls?
I'm telling you, you're wrong.
I mean, Elder Scrolls is the series, it's not a specific game.
Oh.
Give me a specify.
The Elder Scroll Online?
Oh, no. Nope. You guys are so close. Jay, do you...
Oh, man, is it Skyrim?
It is.
Elder Scrolls?
It is Skyrim.
It was?
Yes. Guys, come on, man. Released 20 times on, like, 10 different consoles. Yes! Skyrim.
It's been out for 13 years?
It's been out for a hot minute.
Insane.
I mean, it came out in 2011. Dude.
My childhood, man. Where's it going?
All right. So, Jay got it right. So, he gets a point. Let me... I have a score sheet.
Nice. Somewhere. And then I'm on to the bonus round, correct?
Oh, that is correct. Hold on. I got intermission noises. Spreadsheets. I said I had a score sheet up. I actually lied. I do not have one up right now. Hold on one second.
We should get some intermission music for like when we need to.
I can do that. I'm going to magically edit this so that it sounds like we're professionals.
Dude, I'll give that guy $1. Get another sound.
Okay, Jay, point. Shock, points. All right, Jay gets a point for Skyrim. Now, was the first review positive or negative?
First review is going to be positive.
That is incorrect. First review was negative. No bonus points for Jay. All All right.
And Shock. Yeah, that's basically what I said.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, Shock, are you ready for your next game?
Yes.
All right. Greedy company, horrible maps, same stuff as before, hackers and lots of lobbies, and they aren't doing anything about it. Recommend not getting this game and just go play Delta Force. It's free and more fun.
Oh, shit. Wait. When you said, like, the Acura, I was going to go with Grand Theft Auto, but since it's compared to Delta Force, it has to be either a Call of Duty or a Battlefield. Can I get the review again?
Mm-hmm. Greedy company, horrible maps, same stuff as before, hackers and lots of lobbies, and they aren't doing anything about it. Recommend not getting this game and just go play Delta Force. It's free and more fun.
Has to be Call of Duty. Do I have to find...
No, I'm not going to make you guys specify that anymore. It is Call of Duty! Yay! Oh, okay.
Woohoo! Yeah, that one was pretty easy. The fucking the Elder Scrolls series.
That was easy! That was easy! Now, talk. Positive or negative?
Man, it could so be a trap. But now I'll go with the logic and just say not positive.
Correct.
Oh, okay. That was pretty easy.
Yes, these first ones were supposed to be the easiest, guys. All right. Jay, you are up. This one, I don't know if you're going to get this. I agree with you. In fact, I know you're not.
Positive.
I know you're not going to. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Actually, I'm going to change yours. I got one you might get. Made Drugs, Mini Fun, 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Schedule I.
That's correct.
Whoa, okay.
We played that yesterday. No, was it yesterday? Or was it the day before?
That was indeed yesterday, my friend.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, that's cheating.
Was that a positive or a negative review?
It was overwhelmingly positive, which is why I...
No, the review I just gave you.
Not the game overall.
Oh, can you read the review again? I don't think I heard that.
Okay.
I'm high, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I've also been drinking a little. This is my off day, so I am not in the right... Hey, fuck it. Give me the shit again.
Made Drugs. Many fun. 10 out of 10. Would recommend! !
Positive. Very positive.
It is a positive.
All right.
Shock.
You got lucky.
You are next. All right. Yours is We Need Bloodborne on PC.
Dude, that could be so many games.
I'm gonna give you guys another hint. These are all games that can be found in my library. And do not look them up. Honor system. Do not open up my Steam page. But these are all games that you can find on my Steam page.
Well, okay. It has to be a Souls-like. That doesn't really narrows it. There's a shit ton of them. I mean, I guess I'll take a shot in the dark and just state one of the most popular. Go with Elden Ring.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Ah, man.
Jay, do you have... one. Jay, do you have a guess?
Well, they said we need Dragonborn.
Bloodborne.
Different game.
Bloodborne.
This is a good...
Fucking... So... I'm gonna go ahead and say that this game right here that we are speaking about is...
I'm not familiar with that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me either. We need more time here. I'll break down my thinking process for you guys so you guys don't have to sit here and listen to nothing. I'm thinking, okay, roguelike. I'll be honest with you guys. I haven't had a PC for real, until just about a year ago. So my extensive nerd knowledge is not as great as theirs. Otherwise, I've played a lot of games on the PS5 and Xbox and 360 and other shit like that.
But the Steam games are going to get me. I'm just going to let you know right now.
This is on console.
This is on console. Okay. Cool. And this is a Elden Ring type thing?
Yeah, it's an Elder Scrolls game. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's go with that.
No. I meant roguelike. Fuck you guys.
Roguelike.
This is not the same time. I mean, yes. Yeah, it's a roguelike.
That's what you said earlier, wasn't it?
No, he said it was...
Yes. Yeah, yes, it is.
Oh, dude, I just work here, man. Fuck.
His guess was Elden Ring, which is a Souls-like game.
Yeah, Souls-like. Okay, not roguelike. All right. I'm going to go... Elden Ring again?
What?
Or fucking... What is it, bro? I don't know.
No, that was his guess.
Elden Ring again.
Okay, is this
no, my turn?
Because
I'm mixing up the names, bro. What was the one? Oblivion.
No, that is Oblivion. Not even close.
All right, wait. Okay. If I get the right answer without the hints, am I still allowed the bonus point?
I mean, we're gonna do the bonus points anyways.
All right, has to be Dark Souls.
But which one?
Okay. Oh fuck.
If you get this one right, I will give you a bonus point for getting the correct number.
Man.
Fuck.
I mean, it's 1 out of 3, so yes. The third one.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
The only reason I said that. The only reason I said that is because I know you are a big fan of the third one. Yes. And you talked about it a few times.
That is absolutely correct. I was hoping you were going to get that. Which is why I was surprised you said Elden Ring.
Well, that's the first one that came to mind.
Was the review positive or negative?
Can you remind me of what it was?
We need Bloodborne on PC.
Is it positive?
That is correct.
Okay. It really could have been both ways, but I figured Bloodborne's a good game. All right. I would probably think it's a good game.
Jay, it is your turn.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay. Didn't help me break out of real prison.
Fuck. The Escapist?
That's correct!
Oh, shit, okay.
Yes, you even guessed the correct one, because there's two. So, good job. Now, is that positive or negative?
Negative.
That is correct!
It would make sense with the joke, yeah!
Yes, sir!
Ah, suck it.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Shock.
That's me.
This is kind of unfair. I'm rereading the ones I've got for this. Okay, here's you know what? I was fair to Jay. I'll be fair to you. Your review is Keanu is hot.
A cyberpunk.
That is correct. Now, is that positive or negative?
It has to be positive, right?
That is correct. Okay. Yes, sir. The second, because I had a hint for this one already written out. The second one was, I can't stop jacking. I'm serious. I see a port and I just have to jack it. Any opportunity to jack it, I do. I love it when the story makes me jack it. Honestly, I'm addicted to jacking it. Also a positive review.
I'm not 100% sure that would have helped me.
Okay, that's good. All right, Jay.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Okay, here's one you can do. Handcuffed the dealer, smoked 3 cigarettes, tugged a beer, then blew my head off in front of him. 10 out of 10.
Oh, fucking easy. Buckshot.
Yeah.
That's it.
That one was easy.
Positive or negative?
Positive, of course.
Yes, sir. It is. All right, I'm going to throw some harder ones at you guys. Shock.
Oh, of course you started the harder one on me.
Because honestly, I don't know if Jay's going to know any of these. Your review is, and this I know this is going to be very unfair. Both of these are unfair. We might have to do a third.
I don't like where this is going.
We might have to do a third hint for this one. I've got a jar. Damn. I've got a jar of dirt.
See a thief.
Yes, it was.
Suck it, idiots.
Oh, I'm sorry. I doubted you.
God damn it.
Positive or negative?
I think I've never watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
I didn't know if you would correlate. All right, cool. I don't know if it was in French or something when you watched it. I don't know.
I think it was. I'll go with positive.
Oh, that is correct. You guys were getting really good at the positive and negative ones.
Oh, well, I was expecting a lot more a trap from you. You know, yeah, sounds like, well, a positive, but it's a negative.
They're still coming. Still coming.
All right. So, you say so.
So this one, very simple controls. Oh, sorry, this is yours, Jay. Very simple controls. Only uses the mouse, Alt, and F4.
Fuck. What? What could use Alt and F4?
I think that's a joke.
One of those. No. Try it out. Try your mouse and Alt F4.
Very simple controls. Only uses the mouse, Alt and F4.
Fucking Roblox, dude. I don't know.
Only on Steam. I'm gonna give you another try.
Funnily enough, if it wasn't just Steam, I would have said Football Fusion. But go ahead, Jay. Take your actual guess.
I've never fucking. And that's obviously a joke, but what? There's no way I could even defer what he's possibly talking about.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. It's a Rage game. It was very popular. I don't even know how long ago. It was some amount of years ago. Very popular. Probably like 5. Maybe less. Probably less, actually. Within 5.
Rage game.
I don't know, dude.
Just any game. Throw one out.
Moonbreakers.
It's incorrect. Doc, do you have a guess?
Honestly, I don't. Huh. Can I get a definition of it's a rage game?
Games where the sole purpose is to make you incredibly upset and rage quit the game.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was more of a, like, you get rid of the rage by playing this game, you know, kind of a paint it town red type of game. But that's not my guess, by the way. I don't think that's that anymore.
No.
A very frustrating game then, huh?
Yes.
Dude.
That is incorrect. No.
CSGO.
No, that is incorrect.
You're wrong.
I don't know. Allude back to this description. Very simple controls, only uses the mouse, Alt and F4. While it is a joke, this game does predominantly... Actually, not even predominantly. This game just does use a mouse only. Jay, your next hint is how to enjoy... Oh, shit, I can't even say that. How to enjoy this game. It's got the name of the game in it. 1. Buy the game. 2. Fall down. 3. Uninstall and realize you've lost money. 4. Get over it.
Getting over it.
That is correct.
Yeah, dude, that was shit.
Yeah. Jay steals that one, I think. No, that was Jay's.
Yeah, that was his.
All right, Jay, for bonus points, was the first comment positive or negative? That was very simple controls, only uses the mouse, Alt and F4.
Positive.
That is correct. Now, the second one, was that one positive or negative? You want
to
hear
it?
You didn't
tell me what it is, or just have to guess what
How to enjoy getting over it. 1. Buy the game.
Oh.
2. Fall down. 3. Uninstall and realize you've lost money. 4. Get over it.
Positive.
Wrong. Incorrect. Yes. That one was a negative review.
Yes. So he only gets 1 point.
He doesn't get it. Yeah, he only gets the 1 point for getting the game correctly.
Dumbass.
Yeah, well, fuck you. You've got 2 questions after you get it right, too.
All right. What's the point looking like?
I'll leave that to the end.
Fuck.
It is close. You guys haven't missed a lot. You guys have actually, typically whenever it like goes around, you guys get it on the next.
Yeah.
All right. So The next one is, if you prefer playing video games over killing yourself, but you want the same result, this is the game for you.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm guessing it's a frustrating game, probably.
It is.
There's so many frustrating games. Okay, I don't think we're going to get that one without the first. Maybe second guess as well, but I have to guess at least something.
You would be surprised.
Really? Yep. Okay. Something about killing yourself and having the same results when playing this game.
Not to give a lot of hints, I guess this is kind of vague. The game does not have anything to do with killing yourself in it. It's just how the game makes you feel.
Yeah, it's just okay. Very frustrating.
Yes.
I don't know, Cuphead.
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. Incorrect. Correct. Jay.
Frustrating.
Indeed.
EJ, you would know this game as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. Chained Together?
Nope.
Oh, that could have been a good guess.
That was an extraordinarily good guess. I'm trying to find another review real quick. One that's not going to give it away too much. Might give it away anyways, but I found it funny. How did he get stuck in a pot?
Oh, wait, is that not getting over it?
It is, yes.
Oh, was it same game twice?
Yes.
This fucking guy.
Now, all right. Shock, was your first one positive or negative?
Can you repeat it?
If you prefer playing video games over killing yourself, but you want the same result, this is the game for you.
I would go with positive.
It is correct.
Okay.
Now.
Second one.
The second one. How did he get stuck in a pot?
That's just it. There's nothing else?
Nope, that's it.
That doesn't tell me much. No. Okay, it's a 50-50.
Yep.
I'll go reverse psychology and say the same thing. Positive.
You're correct.
All right. Now who's the idiot,
God
Jay?
Damn it.
All right, you Jay. I don't know if you're gonna get any of these. You need to buy three more friends to play with, because playing versus AI sucky sucky biggie balls.
Wow. Nice. God, after that great review, could be anything.
It really could, actually. I don't know if you've played this with us before, Jay, but we have all played this before. I don't think this is a game you own, but it is I'll also give you another hint. This is a game you have most likely played, but not on as a video game.
I thought I had the game nailed down. Now you're making me confused. Oh, I know.
What was that, Jay?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Prominence Poker.
Oh, that is incorrect. That is a game you've played on the computer. And it's also a game played. Okay. Good guess. You're on the right track. Shock. Do you have a guess?
Liar's Bar.
Incorrect. Game we have not played that before. I said we've played it before.
Ah, shit, you're right, but everything else fitted so perfectly.
It did. You guys are up the right alley. You guys are very close. I gotta look up the game real fast to find another one, another review. Unless my internet's out. Uh-oh.
Now we can still... Oh, no, it's Steam. I probably... Oh,
yeah, there we go. We're back up.
I mean, I have one other... Yes, maybe.
Well, hold on to that guess, just in case Jay gets this one wrong.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't be that. If I ever play that in real life, I hope not, at least. man.
Damn, that one gives it away. This is an honorable mention. This one's just my wife left me.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Okay, this one will give it away. I don't know if we'll give it away to Jay, but it is. Chalk will probably know it after this. If I had a dollar every time this game crashed, I would be able to buy Ubisoft and shut this crap down.
Oh.
Oh, I had a way better one.
All too late.
Dang. All right. Well,
say it one more time. One more time.
If I had a dollar every time this game crashed on me, I would be able to buy Ubisoft and shut this crap down.
Okay. It's a Ubisoft game.
I mean, I think I know what it is, but it's...
I'm getting a call from New Jersey. I'm not answering.
Oh, yeah. I pressed the phone a friend button. I didn't know he'd call you, though.
I'll go over the hints I gave before. It's a game you've probably not played on PC or like console or anything. It's probably a game you have played in real life.
Dude. Fucking.
In fact, I would be surprised if you had not played this game in real life. I would be very shocked. No pun intended.
I don't know very many Ubisoft games besides like Rainbow Six.
Is that your guess?
You guys were on the right track when you said Liar's Bar and when you said
No need to add more hints. I've nailed it down.
Shock, in honor of fairness, can I give him another hint that he would actually probably be able to
get
from? It is! It is!
Ah, it's fucking guy.
It is Uno! Yes! You did it! Yay!
Fuck yeah.
Man, I was so wrong. Like, I figured out it was Uno pretty quickly when you said something about crashing in Ubisoft.
Yeah, I know.
Surprised me that Jano, what that could correlate to. Before you said, I was thinking about game that were kind of a card game with four people. And then I remember that you played the same game twice. I was like, oh, it could be a Buckshot Roulette. But I hope you never played that in real life.
Yeah, all the time, dude. All the time. Every Saturday. All right, now, was the first review positive or negative? Let me remind you what it was. You need to buy three more friends to play with because playing versus AI, sucky, sucky, biggie balls.
Oh, wait, before he answers.
Negative.
Wait. Don't tell him the result just yet. What if you wait for him to say the answer to both, and if he fails, I can get a try? But I don't know which one is right or if both of them are wrong.
You're already in the lead. Like, I don't know.
But I could make the lead bigger, you know?
Oh, yeah, true. You could.
It's negative. But you're the host, so...
I'm going to go with no in this one, but in the future, right. If we play this game again, and I get, like, and I actually, like, look ahead of time for the reviews and stuff instead of, like, an hour beforehand, we will do that.
Gotcha.
But Jay, you're incorrect. It is a positive review.
What the fuck? Why would that be positive?
Wait, it was the thing you have to buy friends?
Yeah, that was a positive review. The other one was a negative, though.
God damn it, dude.
All right, so this one, Doc, you were up next, buddy.
I'm all ears.
I don't know if you're gonna get this one, and I also don't know what one of the words in here is, so I'm gonna replace that word with something I do know.
Okay.
It makes me want to chuck my nan onto the highway and run her over with her own mobility scooter and then whack her with her cane.
What the fuck did you just say?
It makes me want to chuck my nan onto the highway and run her over with her own mobility scooter, then whack her with a cane.
Brother, how does that relate to any game?
It does not.
That's just mental issue.
I will keep, it's what I have written down. I will also let you know, this is not a rage game.
Okay.
This is a game I have played pretty thoroughly. It is.
Did it make you want to kill your aunt?
It is actually a game you have played, and you may have had the same response to it. Very similarly, actually.
Oh, shit.
Is the game you would not play with me again.
Okay. There was one thing I'm thinking about, but I mean, I wouldn't be totally opposed to playing it again.
I can think of, like, three games that could relate to. So, like, I don't know if you're thinking of the same one as me.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not because I did anything to you during the game. It's just because you did not like the game.
Okay. That's a tough one. We've played a lot of games together. And a few that I didn't enjoy.
I have, I believe, brought this game up to you within the last 2 months.
Huh.
It was in brief passing, and it was only mentioned once. We continued the conversation after that. But I believe we've talked about this game within the last 2 months. In fact, if you were with, if you were in chat in one of these, while I was talking with somebody else about it, you would have heard about it even sooner, like within the last couple weeks.
Fuck. Okay, so it's a game you've played quite a lot of.
Yes.
That we have talked about during the past 2 months.
Yes, that you would not play with me again.
Like, is that a for sure thing, or I could play every now and then?
No,
just not a big fan.
For sure, you would not play it again. But, it would take it would take a lot of convincing.
Okay, because at first I was taking Hunt, but at the same time, like, we've played not that long ago, so wouldn't make sense.
Correct.
There's so many games. Fuck, what have we talked about recently? Dude, I don't know. I'm stumped on that one.
You wanted the review? The review's not going to help you, never mind. I was going to say, do you want the review again? It's not helpful at all. The second review that I've got listed on here will probably give it away. And it's a hint that I almost gave out, but this review will probably do it.
Dude, honestly, I don't know. I'll be on online.
That is incorrect. That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, and I like the game also.
It's a good guess, but not because it's similar. It's not similar to the game that you're trying to guess. But that is a good guess.
All right, I'm really curious to know what this game I don't like is.
Jay, I don't know how you're going to guess this. I'm going to be real with you. This is really only one that Shock could guess, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know if I gave you the second. I don't know if it would help you. I'm going to be real. It's a game I've never even... I don't think I've ever asked you to play this with me.
Oh, well, fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. God, what? I'm trying to give you a hint. I don't know what hint I would give you. I don't even know if you've ever heard of this game.
Would Jay be interested in playing the game?
Probably. If he was high, maybe. I mean, it's like, it's very colorful. It's a turn-based game. You can play with it. It is an MMORPG.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know you do. It's an MMORPG.
It's on Steam?
It is on Steam, technically speaking. It is on Steam.
To be honest, I didn't even know.
Yeah. He's already got it. Okay. So, in fairness, I'm going to give Jay the second hint, or the first hint, rather.
How is that fair? I'm just better. That's different.
I know, but there's no way he would know this otherwise. I don't know if he'll know it after this hint.
Also, I never played this game.
You what?
I never played the game.
You didn't? I thought we convinced you to play with us once.
I'm sure it is.
Because it's free to play for a certain part.
Okay, so now I'm even more sure, but I don't think I played it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. We had a whole thing planned. Like, anyway, it's fine. The second hint, Jay, is this may be a kid's game, but the entire player base is in their 20s.
That would not have helped me.
What? It's a kid's game. That's a huge hint.
Yeah, I don't know. Most games are for kids.
This is a kid's game. True. This is a very kid's game. Like, it's so kids, they've got like a 13-year-old chat filter. Similar to it's not Roblox. I'm going to go ahead and put you out there. It's not Roblox.
Minecraft?
No, that's super wrong. That's not on Steam.
Dude,
take it home.
All right, Wizard 101.
That is correct.
Okay, I got scared for a little bit.
Now, was the first review positive or negative?
I don't even remember what the first review was.
It makes me want to chuck my nan onto the highway and run her over with her own mobility scooter, then whack her with her cane.
has to be negative, right?
It is negative. For fairness, okay. For fairness, would you like to guess the second hint?
Sure, give me the second hint.
This may be a kid's game, but the entire player base is in their 20s.
Oh, pretty neutral. I'll go with positive.
You're correct on both accounts. Good job.
All right. But yeah, also, I looked it up, and I have the option to add it to my library. So unless I hated it so much I removed it from my library, I did not play the game.
You would have downloaded the browser from the website.
I don't have that.
Okay. You could have uninstalled that. We had planned at one point for Yumi and Flaccid to have a fresh run through it. We were all had like our wizard classes picked out and everything. And anyway, it's fine. It was like we planned that out like years ago.
Yeah, no, I remember being in that conversation, not being part of that conversation.
Ah, gotcha. Jay, are you alive, bro? You okay? How you feeling over there? You're kind of taking a beating.
No, yeah, I mean, there was no way I was guessing that.
I know, so. I'm sorry. Look, man, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of these.
Probably not, no.
I believe in you, Jay. I beat your ass, but I also believe in you.
I've given you all the ones I know you know about. So now it's just up to you if you know about them or not. That's not true, actually. There's a couple on here you might still know. Whose turn was it again? It's Jay's turn, I believe. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Jay. All right. Wow, this isn't gonna help anybody. Well, maybe you'll surprise me on this one, Jay. It has to do with your favorite subject. The first comment that I've got pulled up here is "Can't sex the fish, frowny face."
The walking fish.
It is not the walking fish.
Fuck.
Although that probably is a comment on that game. I'll give you a bonus point for that, Jay.
What? That's just a pity point.
Shock.
We're going crazy. Let's go.
Do you have a guess?
Brother, a game with fish. Probably is like 900,000 on Steam.
Yep.
And there's no like fake hints. Nothing other than can't sex the fish.
Can't sex the fish, frowny face. This game, I will tell you, had so many comments that would have given this away instantly. So it was difficult to find any hint at all that wasn't going to tell you immediately what it was and also make it fair for Jay.
Is it Subnautica?
It is Subnautica, yes.
That's a review on Subnautica?
Yes, it is.
What the fuck?
That was a good guess. Yeah.
I said that because that was the only game I could think of with fish.
Yeah, that was the one. Do you wanna the second I have a okay. second hint ready for this? I didn't know if that was gonna be enough. And it was there was a time I didn't have Thalassophobia and I spent 34 hours playing this game. Oh, and then I spent 34 hours playing this game. I figured that would have helped a little bit.
Yeah, that would have helped. Okay. I feel like the first one is kind of one of those fake negative one, you know? So I'll go with positive.
That's actually incorrect. It was a negative.
No way. They did like an actual bad review for that.
Yep. That was a negative review.
That's okay.
Cool. Then Shock, it's actually your turn.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's my turn. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, man.
It sounds like it's going to be a difficult one.
No, I'm having trouble deciding. I'm really trying to lean in Jay's corner here. Not to be biased or anything.
Okay, buddy, I see how it is.
But you're going to know all of these. Except for this one. You might not know this one. Played with my girlfriend. She broke my neck during the first game, and she smiled at me. Now I'm sleeping on the couch with a knife. 10 out of 10.
Fuck, man. What?
That's what I'm saying.
This game is also available on mobile.
What?
What?
What the fuck?
For a different price, but it is the same game, and you can play with console or with PC players.
Dude, I don't know. Bloons TD Battle?
That is incorrect.
Fuck kind of game is that?
Dude, I'm just as lost.
Well, I'm glad we're in the same boat.
So, I'll read it again. Not that this gives you a whole lot of clues as to anything about it. It does sort of have something to do with it, but not really. I played with my girlfriend. He broke my neck during the first game, and she smiled at me. Now I'm sleeping on the couch with a knife. 10 out of 10. I had said that this game was also available on mobile devices for a different price, but you could still play with PC players.
Overcooked?
That is incorrect. I don't know if that's accurate. That's incorrect, though. Shock. Would you like another?
Yeah. I'd like another 5.
This might give it away.
I don't believe you.
I did not kill her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not kill her. I did not get ejected.
Oh, now it makes sense, the thing of breaking the neck.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Among Us.
It is Among Us. Correct.
Oh, what the fuck?
Would you like to guess if the first comment is positive? Or negative?
Now I'm sleeping on the couch with a knife, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll say positive.
It is. Do you want to guess what the second comment was?
Oh, since I used the hint, I don't have a whole lot of choice here.
Yeah.
Can you repeat it?
I did not kill her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not kill her. I did not get ejected anyways.
And I'll go with positive as well.
It is correct! That is a positive!
Easy.
Cool, cool, cool.
Man, Jay, you really gotta get your game up.
Put that in the wrong category.
Yeah.
Jay, yours is, and if you've played this game, I don't know if you have, this would be a dead giveaway for anyone who's played this game. I don't even know if Shock's played it, which is why I'm giving this hint. I don't like that he made fun of me for liking the broom closet. It's a nice closet.
Huh?
I don't like that he made fun of me for liking the broom closet. It's a nice closet.
All right, Jay, it's all you, buddy.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, I know what it is.
Do you actually?
No.
No
fucking clue. Just putting a bit of pressure on him real quick.
This game came out a long time ago. Actually, I can probably pull up an accurate when this game came out. Hold on. This is a... not necessarily... This is actually a roguelike. Technically speaking, this is a roguelike. But I wouldn't call it that. It is one of my... Not... I wouldn't... That would be misleading. I was going to say it's one of my favorite games. It is. It's by one of my favorite developers. Although they didn't actually, it doesn't say they developed it on this. I know they did, but okay.
Sure, buddy. Sure.
This game came out back in 2013.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to give another hint. This game has an achievement for not playing it, or for not opening it in like 10 years or something like that.
What?
Oh, what the fuck? That's the Stanley Parable.
It is, yes!
I don't even know what that is.
I know about that achievement.
Yeah! I had
that's actually impressive that you did that.
That's awesome. We should do this, but with like achievements. That's a good idea. All right. We might do that next time. I had another review ready to go, which was Can't Text the Narrator, 0 out of 10.
Dude, so many of them.
Right? I know, every single one of these games. Was this a positive or negative review, Jay?
The closet one?
Yes.
Yes. I want to say...
Oh, okay, that was your answer.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to flip a coin. I have a coin over
here.
Do
it, do it.
I'm gonna go negative.
That is correct!
Yeah!
Yeah, man, I bet it's the same guy you said can't save a fish.
Possibly. All right. I think we have to do one more and call it quits. This.
All right. Last one.
I'm going to let you guys be able to search for this one because I don't know if y'all be able to find it. We're going to go with Shock. You're up first, I think.
Yeah.
I paid $10 for this game, and all I got was lag, train camping, when doing the quest, and train not taking any kind of damage when shooting. Better off watching a playthrough than buying it.
Okay.
I'll let you guys.
You guys can search for it.
Not the review, but like if you need hints, like yourself, like look for something that might be related to the review I just gave you.
Okay. I mean, a game with a train.
And I'm going to put a timer on it so you don't have too much time. I'm going to give you...
Okay. Wait. Can you read it one more time?
Sure. The review says, I paid $10 for this game and all I got was lag, train camping when doing the quests, and train not taking any kind of damage when shooting. Better off watching a playthrough than buying it. I'm going to give you one...
Okay.
I'm going to give you 1 minute.
Dude.
Starting now.
Okay. Train camping. I don't know what that could be.
I have played this game. I have even streamed this game. I played it. I believe I played this all in one sitting.
Is it the what's it called? Void Train?
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Jay, I paid $10 for this game and all I got was lag, train camping when doing the quest, and train not taking any kind of damage when shooting it. Better off watching a playthrough than buying it. This game, I will also say, had a lot of hype around it before it came out because of its premise. It was very funny. However, despite that, and this is going to be a big hint, is a horror game. I'm going to give you 1 minute on the clock.
Huh. Okay.
Starting now. Okay, are you alive?
Yes, I'm searching.
Okay.
Is it the Ghost Train?
Is that the name of the game?
Yeah.
Because that is incorrect.
Fuck.
Ha ha.
Shock. 1 minute on the clock. Begin.
Right. I don't have an extra hint.
Oh, I guess I could. I mean, you guys are searching, so like, I thought that would have been probably enough. hold on, I gotta find the game real quick. See here, store page. Oh, also, no looking in my library. This is not your hint, but this one's an amazing game. But you can't romance the train.
Dude. Okay.
Slightly attracted to this train. Can't have sex with this train. Frowny face. Dude. Very sexy train. 100% recommend. Okay. Here's a good one. This is the train has legs. 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 Like over and over and over again. Repeating.
Okay.
It's my turn.
1 minute on the clock.
No. It's still on me.
Yep. You have.
Oh. Okay.
Dude, that's a game? Okay, I mean, a horror and train. I'll go with the game that's called Choo Choo Charles.
That is correct!
That was my guess.
Aww.
Oh, shit, that was more pressure than I expected. Okay.
Yes, that was Choo Choo Charles.
God damn
it. It's an extremely short game. It's a very cool premise.
What even is it about?
It's a murdering train. Your uncle invites you onto an island to help him hunt a monster train with like spider legs. the town, like the mayor of the island, has everyone held captive. While he's trying to like make money off of Choo Choo Charles somehow. Anyway, it's very interesting. You get your own train with like weapons you can get and customize, and like it's cool. There's like evil cultists around. Anytime you leave the safety of your train, you can get attacked by Charles. It's very cool. I recommend it.
Huh,
I would only recommend it on sale.
Fair enough.
So, are you guys ready to hear how y'all did? Oh, actually, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely smoked him.
First one, was that review positive or negative?
I don't even need to say anything. I would still crush him, but go ahead, repeat that review just so I can...
I paid $10 for this game. All I got was lag, train camping when doing quests, and not train not taking any kind of damage when shooting it. Better off watching a playthrough than buying it.
Ah, obviously, it's a negative.
That's correct. How about the second one?
What was it again?
Train has legs, train has legs, the train has legs, the train has legs, the train has legs.
Positive.
You got both on both accounts.
See, I knew it. I'm just that dude.
What a hero. Whoops.
Alright. What's the point?
Okay, so, Shock. At the moment, you've got... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 points.
Jay, all right.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can do math, but I believe that means Shock is our victor. Congratulations. Honorably fought battle. Unfortunately, we don't have anything for the winner or the loser. Like, we don't have a prize or punishment set up yet.
Besides the fact that I can brag that I'm better than you, Jay.
Yeah, sure. He does have bragging rights, and he's gonna get like a name in the Discord too for being the most recent winner. So
yeah, or actually, go back to Steam Game School.
The person with the most wins will have the title. How about that?
Make it so you don't have to switch it every year.
Yeah. And you have to win by one. So, if you win, if you win the next game, then you guys will be tied. Jay or Shock will still hold the title.
Okay. I'll have to defend my title.
Yeah, I like that.
I got you.
All right. So, how'd you guys like the game?
That's pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Cool. It would have been more fair had, you known more about the games, Jay. I know you only just got your computer recently, kind of. I'm surprised you got Stanley Parable. That's awesome.
Yeah, I played.
I mean, to be fair, it was a lot more fair than I expected because he got a lot of games that I didn't know about, and I got the opposite. You know,
some honorable mentions I have on here that we didn't get to because we just ran out of time is Bean Battles was on here, Warframe, Borderlands.
I was expecting
2.
A Warframe, to be honest.
Yeah, so. I didn't want to give it because he
was expecting you to say The Hunter or something.
Oh, I forgot about The Hunter. I mean, yeah, that's fair. I should have. Warframes was, it's like a real life girlfriend, only far less expensive and easier to grind.
Oh, yeah, I would have got that one because I've read that review before.
Borderlands 2 was just a quote from one of the dudes that goes, he says, shoot me in the face over and over again. I had Deep Rock Galactic on here. Can't even play the game. I keep getting distracted by all the sexy dwarves, which was a negative review.
That was a negative?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Right. All right, cool. So, I hope you guys at home enjoyed, if anyone listens to this. Shock, I know you're going to listen to it, of course, because you just love us so much. Shadow's probably going to listen to it. I'm going to make Flaccid listen to it. Probably won't. Oh, yeah, we're missing a host, guys. Flaccid or Loaf. He's supposed to be here. He's not here. But, yeah. Yeah, you guys have anything to say before we leave? Any plugs?
Not particularly.
Yeah, you don't
also,
do it.
Also, the reason why the last host isn't here is because he's one of those upside-down people, so time zone really far apart.
Yeah, he's Australian, so it is, if I'm mathing correctly, 9 a.m. for him right now?
9:30. Yes,
about 9:30.
Yeah, I think so.
So cool.
So he should be awake, but he probably isn't.
Jay, I know you got something to plug.
I do. You can catch me around town, at Twitch, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on Twitch, Fat Pugs. That's what you gotta search.
Twitch.tv/FATPUGS. Yeah.
That's what it is, man.
That's the one. Good job. And you can find me at the Anorexic Sloth on Twitch and YouTube. So, yeah. Bye. Later. Goodbye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.